Welcome to Dysfunctional Podcast. I am Jesus at Dysfunctional of Dysfunctional.com. And today we have an interview I did with Melissa Vargas, who did the costume design for Nerve and for Bleed for This.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. How's it going for you?
Great. Yeah, I'm in Atlanta right now.
Oh, that's awesome. So congratulations on Nerve. The fashion in the movie's fabulous. It's well fitting for the characters. When you get a project like this, how do you get inspired to dress them, these amazing actors?
Well, it's really a collaboration between so many people. You know, on this, I was lucky enough to work with Raul and Henry, you know, the producers from Lionsgate, to really look carefully at the script and think about each character and how we could make them unique from each other, you know, and what are we trying to say by their clothing? What are we trying to express to the audience, you know, without saying it, you know?
All these characters are supposed to be high school students, and in high school, mm-hmm. people are still exploring and trying to find their style, their personality. So, mm-hmm. when reading the script, how do you start trying to convey stuff like this?
Well, there's different like clues in a script as far as personality goes. You know, V in the beginning is very conservative. You know, and she's not as wild and outgoing as Sydney. So, you know, what do we know about wardrobe that, you know, will make us believe that? So she, you know, has a very eclectic style. She doesn't care about what people think, but she's also trying to please her viewers. So she's probably going to be the most, like, eclectic and scandalous, you know, dressed character that there is in the movie. But also keeping in mind that they're high school students, you know, they're not adults yet. So it's kind of a balance between those two worlds.
One of the things I really liked about the wardrobe especially is how V progresses through the movie, how she kind of evolves as her attitude's evolving, her clothing is evolving. Was it difficult to get that type of change in her wardrobe?
Absolutely not. I think we all agreed that that's something that needed to happen. You know, she starts off conservative and, you know, very casual, and she puts on her hero dress, which gives her the confidence to, you know, wear like the red hoodie in the end. That's like so symbolic. And you know, become this like confident badass girl.
This movie definitely had to have a certain class, a certain chic look to it, but it still needed to be very practical where they could be doing these extreme dares. Was there anything that you had to do in order to make this happen? Was there any restrictions, any limitations to how you could dress them?
Definitely. I mean, you have to think about, okay, where is she going to be during these dares? And she's riding a motorcycle for a lot of it. And how is that going to work wearing a short dress? We had different versions of the dress made, all custom made. So, you know, there was one dress that had like a little bit of an opening in the back so she could fit comfortably. You know, we had to make those adjustments in order to keep the integrity of the dress.
There's a lot of different characters in this. Was there anybody you were looking forward to more than the others to dress?
I loved everyone, dressing everyone. It was so much fun. You know, I feel like every character had at least two changes throughout the movie. V definitely had more. So I was excited to like go through her character arc and collaborate with Rel and Henry on like what these books should be and what it's going to mean to the audience.
Was there any character you gave kind of like your own personal look, the way you would want to feel and dress?
Oh, I feel like my personal style changes so much. You know, I really can see myself wearing what every character is wearing, especially, you know, the females. But I'd also wear Dave Franco's, like, vintage motorcycle jacket. I wouldn't be opposed to that. But I think I can definitely relate to each character's look.
How did you start doing all this wardrobe stuff? Is it something that you were that you wanted to do since you were younger, or is it something that just came to you?
Well, when I started, I definitely was into the construction of clothing. So I was very into sewing and making clothing. And then when I discovered styling, it was kind of like a perfect fit for me. And then creating costumes for a movie was just a dream come true. But I first got started in like the music video scene. I styled a few music videos that, you know, helped me think about costumes in a bigger way and helped me think about telling a story with wardrobe, with colors, with, you know, without saying anything.
Is there any projects you have coming up that you're able to talk about?
Well, there's a film that I worked on coming up. It's called Bleed for This. It comes out next month. And that's like a period piece. It's set in the late 80s. And I'm really looking forward to that coming out.
I just recently saw Bleed for This, and it really does capture the time and era of it. And were you able
to see some
of the past interviews with Vinny before you started doing that one?
Absolutely. I met him actually months before I started working on developing his look. So I was able to interview him, and I was able to go to his home and look at all of his old photos and really get into who he was. And I actually had to tone it down because his style was so flamboyant that I couldn't really, it would have been too distracting to try to do that on film.
Is it difficult moving from going something like Nerve that has more contemporary looks to something that like Bleed for This that's more vintage?
No, definitely not. I think that with period pieces, it's almost easier because you have a reference point. You know, you educate yourself as much as you can with the styles of the time, the area, the people. You know, the very specific, Bleed for This, like it took place in a very specific town and like a very specific person. So it's almost easier because you're trying to recreate. With Nerve, it's more of a challenge because you think about, you know, trends and you think about styles, and it's supposed to take place like a few minutes into the future. So you kind of, you know, have more freedom in a way to create anything you want.
As in a reference to Nerve, are you a watcher or are you a player?
I'm definitely a player. Absolutely.
Interesting. So what's the most interesting or extreme dare you've ever had or done?
Oh, dare. I wasn't expecting that question. I mean, recently, mm-hmm. I can't even think of, I mean, I remember dares when I was younger. Mm-hmm. I definitely have to say, like, skydiving was definitely one of, like, most recent dares that I've done. Definitely the most exhilarating.
That's awesome. Skydiving is pretty fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Well, thank you for your time, and you do great work.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much.
Nerve is out now on Blu-ray and DVD and on digital HD. Bleed for This hits theaters on November 18th. Dysfunctional Podcast is now on iTunes, so head on over to iTunes and search Dysfunctional, T-H-I-S-F-U-N-K-T-I-O-N-A-L. Or check out more of my stuff here on audioboom.com/channel/dysfunctional. Check out my blog, dysfunctional.com. Follow me on social media at Dysfunctional on Twitter and Instagram, Dysfunctional LA on Facebook, and Dysfunctional on the Good Shows app and Snapchat.